When you are.
Okay. Call this meeting to order at 6:02.
Make sure your mics are all turned on and close enough to you that you can speak into them, please.
They told us we didn't have to scream in them anymore. All right.
But I can. That's an option.
Approval of the minutes of May 18th. Yes?
So I have a correction to the minutes. It would just be my last name on the first top half. It's Marin-Flores, and it should be Flores Marin. No dash. That's all. Thank you.
Any other changes?
Motion to accept.
Your motion to accept the minutes as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No.
I can second that. I can second that.
Wayne said he would second it.
And
so we have a motion to approve the minutes as amended and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? They are approved. Oh. Appearances of interested citizens. Jeff Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Councilman Herrera, and
whatever his
city
name.
Employees, esteemed employees of the city. It's a pleasure to see you all. I just wanted to come and give you a brief update. By this time next month, the project that I've started should be completed. For those, I think everybody's aware of the project, but ultimately the idea is to put exercise equipment in two parks this year, and then to try and rinse and repeat next year. I don't know how many, but so we're doing an exercise, a 7-station gym in the Country Glen Park. It only took me 9 board meetings to get that name right. And then we're doing the pull-up bar, push-up bar, and these boxes at Claggett Creek. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, if anybody wants to come by and laugh at us, we'll be installing the pieces of equipment at Claggett. I want to briefly mention some names. Mark Callier has been very instrumental in getting this work done. Randy Miller, Herc, has donated concrete and other materials. And then we're going to have Salem Concrete is going to actually do the pad free of charge at Country Glen, as well as the curb at Claggett. And Knife River is going to either donate all the concrete or they're going to give it to us at a discount. So of course we've decided to do all this in the last 3 weeks and we've had 6 months, so that's the way it's coming together. So I just wanted to let you know where we're at, encourage you to stop by the parks between now and next month and maybe try the stuff out, and then I could maybe gather a little feedback at the next meeting. Because if weather permitting, it might make sense. I'm going to have money, and I might try and do more before the weather gets bad in some of the other parks. So, does anybody have any questions for me?
I'm just looking forward to being so buffed out using this exercise equipment.
Me too.
Don't get muscle bound now, Brian. Any questions?
Appreciate your work on that.
I got a comment.
It's my pleasure.
Councilor. Roland's got a question.
Oh, yes, Roland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for looking this way. I just want to, you know, this is what makes our community so great. I've watched Jeff work on this project. I want to commend you for this because I've kind of watched it from day one when your kids were crawling on the seats there. And that's what, you know, I've worked on so many projects, and this is the typical thing, and Clint, you would know this, what happens in Kaiser. Somebody has this idea. There's always bumps on the road, but they always, if you have the drive, you're going to get it done. Just like a tennis court, like the Moores, all the folks that this community has built. And I just want to commend you because I happen to see the work because I live across from Country Glen. By the way, you picked the perfect spot. You guys, good job on that. And I think that this is what is, that's what it's all about. You come into this community and doing something really great like that, and it was community because Rotary, all the help you had Randy Miller, all these guys, and I just think that's what makes Kaiser so great, and you're part of that, Jeff, and thank you very much. And the Parks Board also for the help on that. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Just if I may, I forgot to mention Robert, of course, and I would say the members of the board as well, not only your financial contributions, but just the encouragement. We really have an amazing community to think that, you know, I think if I was in any other community, I just wouldn't have thought this was something that was possible, but that we really do believe in volunteerism. So
absolutely.
I'm so grateful. So if there's no questions, I'll sit down, and then, like I said, please just come check out the equipment and enjoy it between now and the next meeting, basically between June 30th and the next meeting. And then I'll answer some more questions. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Spencer Mills.
Hi, I'm Spencer Millis, and I'm here to discuss a plan for an Eagle project. This Eagle project is basically repairing this metal box that will have room for supplies at down at Kaiser Rapids. And I'm working on getting the box donated, and some supplies that I need will be sandpaper, a couple other things, and roughly $90 for some of the supplies, and Mr. Holland has been helping me with this, and the city has helped to donate a concrete slab to place this box on. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Any questions?
So you're asking for some grant money to do this project once you figure out what all your costs are, right?
Are you looking at the youth program? Okay, so that isn't quite here yet. But it'll be here soon. It'll start, hopefully, the fiscal year. Is that when it's going to start, Robert? So we have the application forms and stuff ready to go?
I don't know that the youth application forms are ready to go, but after tonight's meeting, if you guys decide to proceed with that, then those will be ready to go here really soon. Yeah.
And you can get those off the website?
Off the website or in
yes,
person.
Debbie says so, yeah. So will happen.
Just so you know, our fiscal cycle starts July 1st. That's when our new budget year starts. So you'd be eligible to come seek funds through that youth grant program after July 1. So if you came back to next month's meeting with all your information put together, that'd be the appropriate time to officially ask for the grant.
2 weeks before the meeting, okay? Mm-hmm. Form 2 weeks before, then I can submit it to the committee so they can review it before the meeting. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We already have an applicant. Yes.
Oh, I kind of want to explain something here. What he's talking about this box for is behind the stage, so that things can be stored back there. Like, for instance, maybe the spider box can be put in there and locked up. Or a spare one could be put in there in case something happens to one of them. Tents could be put in there. Any kind of equipment that would be used for the amphitheater could be stored stuff down there.
Mm. Can I ask, what are the dimensions of the box? Yeah. Do you have an idea yet?
Yes. The one that I'm looking at is 5 feet in length, 3 feet in height, and 30 inches in width.
Great.
Is it waterproof? Because it gets wet down there.
Yes.
What troop are you with?
Troop 67.
67?
67, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We look forward. Yes, Dan.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I just wanted to say I appreciate that the board has the ability to listen to a young man like Mr. Millis and grant him an opportunity to do a project like this. I appreciate that the form will be available pretty soon and be able to do that. Now, is there any reason that if he did that this month that he couldn't still apply for those grants as a reimbursement for some of the funds that he has expended?
Sounds like in the resolution you can do both. Is that correct?
Can you explain yourself one more time, just a little bit more clear on what you're asking?
So,
as far as funds and reimbursement and all that goes, are you seeking a reimbursement grant or are you wanting money up front for this? Have you spent money out of pocket already prior to this?
Not yet.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
My understanding is that once the project is approved, he'll probably push forward on it and see if he can just get it done as soon as he can.
Sure.
And in that case, he may have it pretty well in progress mm-hmm. made before the next Parks Board meeting.
Gotcha.
And so in that case, it would be a reimbursement for some of the supplies that he would have to do in order to.
So is there a timeline with this? It sounds like you're wanting to start the project before next month's meeting. Is that what I'm hearing?
If we get all the approvals done, that's the case.
Well, have to approve it next month. So,
well, you have to approve the funding of it, but if everything else is in line, then we should be able to proceed if that's the case.
So when you talk about everything else is in line, what else are you hoping to line up for this project other than our approval?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mrs. Marin?
Yeah.
Thank you. As an Eagle Scout project, there's a number of signatures that have to be obtained prior to beginning the Eagle project. One of them is the project beneficiary, so somebody like Mr. Holland would need to sign that. Or a member of the Parks Board, and then the Scoutmaster, and then the Scout itself have to sign it, the district, and then the unit commissioner, the unit, guy in charge of the Scout Committee Chairman. So there's 5 signatures that have to happen before he can actually begin the project. And the funding doesn't have to be here prior to that as far as implementation of the project goes.
Yes,
so
Robert.
I would say you could start building the project. There's just no guarantees if you start building it that you will be reimbursed until the board approves your grant application. And if you were seeking reimbursements, which it sounds like at this point you would be doing that, then you would come to the board, you know, with your application. They would review it. Hopefully agree to it, and then you could finish the project and install it after they approve the grant. We wouldn't stop you from trying to build something ahead of time. It's just contingent on, you know, the reimbursement would be contingent on their approval of the application.
So you would work with them to make sure it fit into our standards? Or whatever you're not going to let him build anything without you.
No, for sure. We want to be in touch and make sure you're building something that's really strong and, you know, safe, obviously. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have a concrete pad or something underneath it? Or
I have a stack of concrete pads that we are constantly seeking uses for. Mm-hmm. So this would fit right into that.
Right.
They were donated to the city. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? We're looking forward to seeing your form and seeing you again next month.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Oh, Mr. Cole, you're next on the list, or you already did your thing. Oh, okay.
Did you put your email on there?
Yes.
Okay, because I can email you the form as soon as we get it done, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other interested citizens? You just watching again? Okay. Parks report. Mike.
We have the youth grant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put my glasses back on. Yes, youth grant. Okay, so you've all read the proposal of the whatever it is. So, Mr. Lawyer sent us, Matt Lawyer, not Bill, sent us an email, and I'm going to read into the record. Dear colleagues, I am sorry I cannot be there tonight. I would like to offer my thoughts on this resolution. The grant program is established by a resolution. This will be an update to the resolution which will give us the ability to work the program. I think it gets to the root of what the youth program is meant to be. I appreciate the time and effort of Bill and Robert to put into this. Considering they have put their thoughts and ideas into this document, I believe this has all the elements needed to ensure that it will be viable and successful program from the city's perspective. I recommend to the approve as presented and forwarded to the City Council. Thank you for your time and consideration on this excellent new opportunity for our youth. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
The only thing that was slightly inaccurate in what Matt was saying was that, yes, this is a resolution, but this is not a resolution to the original resolution. This is a separate resolution. So look at it as kind of, we have the original grant resolution, and then we have this new one added as well.
Oh,
okay?
Added to so the separate. Original?
Okay. It's not changing the original. We still have the original. This is adding it. They're separate.
Kind of adding, filling out the details. Is that what this one's kind of doing?
Separate. So you have the original grant program, then you have this. They're separate. Okay?
They're separate.
Yes.
Okay.
They're separate resolutions. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What Matt was saying was this was, he was kind of making it sound like it was a resolution, like changing the original resolution?
The original resolution?
Yeah, that's not what this is. Just okay. Want to be clear with that. Has everybody had a good chance to read through this and understand what we're doing here?
I actually
here?
Didn't
this
get that email today.
I have feedback on it.
Yeah.
So.
Want to be clear.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that thank you for working on this. I think you guys are doing a great job, and it's going to be really interesting to see it come to fruition, especially as we just heard from our speaker, but I did have some things as I was reading through that I just caught. It's mostly just grammatical that I wanted to suggest to you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how to go about doing that. I made copies for everyone.
Do you have markup?
I did.
Okay, why don't you just pass that around then?
Okay.
We can make sure we get one though, so we can make those changes. Or
how many did you bring?
10.
Okay. You're way more than enough then. Perfect.
Oh, I'll take one over.
I got it.
I need one.
Give me another one.
Yep. All right. Mine went that way, so.
No, I think everybody's got one.
So it's just, it starts on the second page in the back, and then I highlighted some of the things and then just put the comments next to it. And it's mostly just like the bulleting, the numbering on the bullets, just some word changes. So this is my suggestions to you guys, so not sure how to go about presenting them, but I did print them out for you all. It was mostly just for more consistency and just for better readability as we present this to the public.
Yes, I agree. I mean, like changing the second batch of numbers that's indented, it makes it a little confusing when you have too many stacks of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, page 7, number 3. What were we going for with this sentence? It says, as written, provide an outside date for staff purchase of the materials.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that sentence meant. Yeah. It just doesn't make a lot of sense when you read it. So
it does to me.
Well, can you explain to me what that means?
That would be the latest date.
I think it means that the last possible date. You need these materials by this date at the latest. Mm-hmm. Is pretty much what it says.
But apparently, we need to define that a little better.
I think that should be made more clear.
This guy, what do you want? What do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, we could just simplify it and say
it's just the wording, just really the wording, how it's worded. Yeah. It just reads a little different. It doesn't sound like how you would explain it to someone when you're speaking.
I don't want to say just provide a date.
A complete by date?
Purchase by date.
Well, they're
purchase
talking about
by date, because we're talking about staff purchasing materials.
Okay, so purchase by
so
date.
So purchase by date or something. That doesn't sound.
Put or the latest date?
Provide a purchase by date.
Purchase by.
Does that make sense, everybody, or does that sound weird?
Actually, you want to be the latest date that you could have purchase. It here, not bought. Sometimes you got shipping involved.
Provide the date you need materials on hand so staff can purchase accordingly. I don't know. There's a lot of options here, but
there is a lot of options. That's why I put question marks, because I wasn't
sure. I mean, do you have a recommendation now that you know kind of what we're trying to achieve? Mm-hmm. Is there anything rolling in your head?
Tell me again what the yellow means.
That's the area she changed and you look at it.
So is the yellow or just...
Because it kind of looks the same as the original.
Yeah,
unless
so
I'm probably not reading it right.
Yeah, so since it's a PDF, I wasn't able to actually change the PDF, so my comments are on the other page.
Okay. Yeah.
So if, like, it has a little number attached to them that explains the highlights.
That's because this will be the same as that.
How about provide a date that staff needs to have materials purchased by?
That makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want them on site by that date or just purchased?
Purchased and available by.
There you go. That covers them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. Provide a date that staff needs to have materials purchased and available by, right?
Yeah. Everybody good with that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Oh, that's good.
And then the last one is like number 9. It says this program is for materials purchase grants only. But did you mean to say this process? Because it seems to be referring back to the process itself that's being mentioned in the document. And then in the second sentence, in this program, the city purchases materials for a project. Reimbursement grants follow the process in the matching grant program. So I wasn't sure if this is the first time it starts to be mentioned as a program rather than like a process.
I think the program is the youth funds
program.
It's the youth grant program is what it's talking about. So that's this program that, and it's for materials only. So they would have to provide the labor, basically, I think is what that's implying.
Okay.
Yes. And then if they want to, the split would be the regular reimbursement. Program.
They're both programs.
They're both programs.
The resolution forms the program.
Forms the program.
That
okay.
Needs to stay the same.
Perfect. Thank you. That was it.
Initial plan. And okay, so on page, your page 8, number 1, your first edit, it looks like you're saying once an initial meeting shall be set up. Is that what you're suggesting, adding that?
Yes, because in the second sentence, it then says the applicant shall report to the public works director, and then at the initial meeting, which is pretty much the meeting that's being referred to at the first sentence. There's a lot of redundancy in that second sentence. When then it says between the applicant and the public works director, designee. So that's pretty much just repeating what was said in the first sentence. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
Right.
So if you were to read it with my edits, it would be once a plan has been approved, an initial meeting shall be set up between the applicant and the public works director. And since that's already mentioned there, there's no need to re-mention it in the second sentence.
Right, I agree.
So do we even need that in that second sentence at all?
Well, I think that's the difference between the initial meeting and then the reporting on progress.
The progress.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But with reference to the initial meeting.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a dense in it. I don't care.
Did we get the rest, though? Okay, can we go back to page 6, number 3? I don't think you want to change your steps. The steps need to stay numbers.
Okay.
I think it's a little more clear. Just they're different than the other listings because there's steps. So I don't think that should be changed.
And then can we also talk about number 6, where it says the plan should include a detailed, that sounds like that's a second step. That's an additional step. So that those two things are bundled into one step.
Oh.
Step 3, detail the steps to be taken to get the project done. And then the second paragraph, it says the plan should include a detailed list of materials to be purchased. So that sounds like two separate steps. And it was all bundled into one. Step 3 on page 6.
This right here.
Yeah. You're saying that the second part of step 3 should be step 4.
Yes, because that one is asking for a list of materials to be purchased, whereas the first part of step 3 is asking for the steps to be taken to get the project done. So those seem like two different sets of steps.
Okay.
It would be a lot cleaner if that was done.
Mm-hmm. So it breaks it here.
Make a step 4.
Yeah, detailed steps in the project. So, and this word should stop there, 4. And this could be, I think there's some items to be considered are dates. Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's
step 4
here. Starting here. Okay. Okay. Yeah, and that makes sense.
In that event, we wouldn't want to change these letters to Roman numerals because we're
it's
not
staying to steps 1, step 2.
Yes.
Yeah. So you and on number 4, page 7, you want to add the word that?
Yeah.
Okay. really kind of hard to follow when you have to do it that way with a PDF, isn't it?
It was a little hard. I didn't know how else to do it.
If you have something like that again, you can always, I always, starts out as a Word document. I'd be happy to send you a Word document.
Thank you.
Okay.
It was easy to do on the computer because on the computer you could just highlight and put a comment. Uh-huh. But when you print it, it prints, this is the only way it would print. Yeah. So.
I guess I have a question. The original writing, where was that created? Or who wrote the original?
I think this was originally Matt, wasn't it?
Originally Matt, sent to city staff, changed. Yeah.
Okay.
And did Shannon look at this?
And then, legal created
the one you have
resolution.
Are we still in the process of deciding if we want to approve this?
Well, I think it was approved.
I think it was too.
Yeah.
So this is informational.
We
can make suggestions on changes.
And I think it's. I haven't seen the agenda for next meeting, but I have a feeling this is set to go at approval at the next council.
North America leads the way for having the most casinos, which was.
Sorry.
Really.
Put your phone away.
You gambling online?
And now that's on the record.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's doing that.
Stuff.
So, I don't think casinos are in the master plan.
Man, I hope not.
They don't have trouble with disc golf.
I mean.
So I think you might want, because we have it in final form, I think that it would be appropriate for the Parks Board to make a motion. To approve it if they're okay with it, with the changes maybe that Zyra suggested.
Can we be clear about the changes that we made before we do that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you happen to note those?
Did I keep track?
Yeah.
Well, not exactly. I can probably tell you. Does somebody want to write this down?
Oh, boy. I need the pen again.
Okay, on page 6, 1 and 2. Nope. Oh, yes. 1 and 2 are okay.
Okay.
But not number 3.
Right.
Number 5 is okay. 5 is... Oh, that's the one. Okay, so, and 6?
4 doesn't even exist.
3... Yeah. Well, it doesn't have anything. Oh, it's the cross out.
It's a cross out.
But it says 6.
But
for
it's
that.
A cross out that doesn't happen.
Okay.
It's yeah.
So yeah.
Oh,
no,
weird.
There is no
sorry.
4.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's
that's
computers.
Okay. So 3, 5 is okay, and 7 is okay, and 6 is okay, and well, there's no 8. There's a, oh yeah, there it is. 8, and there's 8. 8 is okay too. Okay.
Right. We made that number 4. Is that correct?
Yes. We've
step
changed
4.
Step 3. We've separated step 3 into 2 steps. So
okay.
Step 3 and 4.
Thank you.
Okay. And then the next one, are.
That's not changing.
Number
changing,
1 isn't
not
changing.
Not changing the number 1. We're not doing that one. We made a change. I didn't see 2. Oh, there it is. 2 and to create
and number 3 is we amended that to what
to provide a date that staff needs to have materials purchased and available by.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, provide a date that staff needs to have materials purchased and available by.
Okay.
Okay, and so I'm looking at number 2, and I do believe that grammatically it should be as Zyra says, and to create.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then number 4, that's okay too. All right, and on the next, on page 8, we approved the first one, but not, and the second one.
Yes.
But not 3 and 4.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it?
All right, I agree.
Thank you.
So, I've marked this up a little bit. Can we just make a motion to approve it as edited, as amended?
You want to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion that we approve as amended.
I second.
Great.
We have a motion to approve.
Zyra, okay.
To approve the, whatever it is, resolution.
Yep.
As amended, and it's seconded by Zara. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion to approve the resolution as amended passes.
Thank you, Zara, for your eagle eyes.
You're
Well, that's the wrong minutes. I lost my motions. Can I borrow your agenda there for a second?
Okay. Parks reports. Okay, I stopped by Meadows yesterday. The water fountain looks great. The park's actually looking very nice. I was going to tell you that there was a large branch that was laying out over by the picnic tables and the big trees, but it looked like it was removed today. Is that possible?
Very possible.
I was just driving by, but it didn't seem like it was there. It was a pretty large size, or I would have thrown it in my car yesterday.
Sure.
So I think it looks fantastic, honestly. Walked all the way around the park. Last time I went there, it was raining, and I really just kind of took a cursory look and walked back to my car. So it was nice to be able to actually walk around the park a bit. I also went over to Clear Lake, which is a park I'm still trying to wrap my mind around. I went ahead and walked in through the trees. I did notice that there were a couple of trees that had quite a bit of graffiti on them. I actually took pictures of the graffiti if you'd like to see it.
Yes, please. Can you email those to me? Or?
I can. It's Johnson R.
Yep.
Okay.
I like
so I'll,
to.
I'll email them to you.
That'd be great.
Before
Thank
I go.
You. Spray paint?
Huh?
Spray paint?
Spray paint, white spray paint. And, of course, my dear wife was looking for ways to remove it, and I thought maybe we should actually run it by Robert first.
Yeah.
Instead of damaging a tree in the process, right?
Yeah.
There are beautiful trees in there, so I can see why they're still standing, and, you know, even with the neighborhood around them. The park looked really good otherwise. Saw a few people actually clearing the brush off of their fences on the park side. Is that their responsibility to do that?
They're allowed to clip it back.
Allowed to,
it's
but
not their
it's not expected.
Responsibility per se.
Okay, I was just wondering because some of them look like they're growing quite a bit too.
Yeah.
Not that it encroaches very much on anything, but sure. It looks great. Other than that graffiti, that is.
Approximately how many trees did you see with graffiti?
I'll send you the pictures. It was one or two. It was very few. It was kind of in the middle of the stand. And they're a fairly large tree and some nasty words written on there, rather juvenile.
We've been, for some reason, right before school gets out, the graffiti goes up and as school is out. Something extra.
Donna is not here tonight. Clint?
Mike Witham Park. I go by there once in a while and look at that. It's got to be one of the best gardens around. I haven't been to too many other gardens. I haven't been over yours lately, I'm sorry, but they do a good job of keeping that up, and it's pretty good substantial size garden, and when I'm there, nobody's got any complaints, and things seem to be going really well. Kaiser Little League, their season is coming to an end this week. Most of the divisions will finish up this week. And they're getting ready for the tournaments. The field's in top shape. It looks really nice. Mr. Arnsmeyer, an elderly gentleman, is doing the mowing and taking care of stuff up there, and he's doing a good job. And but they've got the district playoffs going on, several divisions in softball. And then after that, they'll be doing NAFA, which is an adult program for softball, and they pack the place all the way through to October. Okay, any questions?
I'll be doing Matt's report today. Chalmer Jones, it looks great. There was actually some skaters using the small bowl out there on scooters. Not for long, but they were there. And the gazebo could use some paint on the metalwork.
Yeah, it could.
I thought there was a little globe that somebody put on the post, but no, it was the paint coming off the ball.
Yes.
And I know you're aware of the dead tree out there by the gazebo.
The small one?
The small one doesn't have any leaves on it.
It's got leaves, but not very many.
Oh, it's in the process of dying.
Yes, it is.
All right. Bob Newton Park looks great. It's the first time I've been out there since for a long time. And it looks great. Everything looks great out there.
I've got an update on Country Glen.
All right.
Hi. I take care of, I monitor Country Glen. And about 2 weeks ago, I painted the lines on the soccer field, and the goalposts were up, and the nets were up. Everything looked great. I went back the next day on a bike ride, and someone has broken one of the goalposts right off. It's made out of PVC pipe. It's broken right at the ground. And so one of the goalposts was damaged, probably through vandalism. Can't be sure of that, but. I was planning to go out there and try to fix it. I had a pretty busy weekend, or week. We had a graduation, we had a wedding. But Parks has picked it up, and it's. Do you still have it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it's fixable, or should we think of something else?
Right, something else. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's in its third year. We started in 2017 on the park, on the soccer field. 2017, we only had the soccer field up for 2 or 3 months. 2018, it was up for probably 8 months, out in the sun, weathering, brittle, PVC pipe. And then it's been up in 2019 for probably 2 months now. The nets and goalposts were standing up by themselves, anchored and with guidelines. And this looks like vandalism again. We kind of have a choice. Do we want to try to replace it, or do we want to not do it anymore? I'm open to ideas. I actually have an opinion on this, too. My opinion is that particular neighborhood is not really using that soccer field very much, hardly at all. I go over there many, many times when people could be playing soccer, and I'm just not seeing people using the soccer field. It's very discouraging. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question would be, do we want to replace it or let them play with just one goalpost for a while or take it away, put it somewhere else maybe? Any ideas?
Any discussion?
Why not, if you replace that, why not put good goalposts there, steel ones?
Yes.
I know they're expensive, but I carry a contract, and I can do it for you for cost, so it won't cost so much on them. And we probably could put it through the matching grant fund.
Yeah, you suggested that last month. I did go out to Whitaker to look at those goalposts to see what they are. And I like your idea of replacing them with the matching grant fund. You suggested a stronger goalpost with permanent wheels. Mm-hmm. And that might make it more appealing to play there if the goalposts were better quality.
Is the ones that are up now regulation size, or are they smaller?
They're 7x21.
So they're a little smaller.
Smaller, then. Probably.
I'll help wherever I can on it, so.
Any other discussion?
I'm willing to take care of the soccer field, paint the lines, and I've been doing that. If we want to continue, then I would recommend we go with Clint's idea of replacing them with higher quality steel. You're recommending steel over aluminum? Steel? Okay.
We're not going to damage them.
Okay.
I highly recommend aluminum.
Okay.
Steel goals are extremely hard to move around.
They're heavy.
Really heavy.
And they rust.
But we were talking about putting wheels on these.
They're still really heavy. The aluminum ones we have at Claggett are, I mean, you got to remember, these things are extremely long and awkward. They're aluminum, and they're not fun to move off the field at the end of the year. I'll just say that. And most soccer fields are going away from steel and going to aluminum for the reason that there's minimal maintenance and they're a lot easier to move around.
Okay. So we got one vote for steel, one vote for aluminum.
If you're going to be applying for the matching grant program, I think that's the time to discuss this rather than now, because you need to fill out an application and put it in to Debbie no later than 2 weeks before the next meeting.
Oh, sometimes I fudge a little if it's a little bit. The packet hasn't gone out yet.
So they slip a $5 bill in it for
Well, that's a little cheap. I'm worth more than that.
Oh, yes, you are.
$5 doesn't get you much anymore.
Is that how you got the shark teeth on the front of your Miata?
I don't have that anymore.
Oh. I got a new Miata.
Oh, you're going to have put shark teeth on it?
No, I have daisies on it.
Daisies.
Yeah.
I like the shark teeth better.
There was no place to put them on the new one.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I don't know a whole lot about the matching grant program. What do I need to know about that?
Online is the there's directions and the form and everything, Wayne.
Okay.
Okay.
I can help you with that.
Thank you, Clint. Right, so let me pursue gathering some information for a possible matching grant to replace. I think I like Robert's idea of aluminum because I have worked with steel. Steel's very heavy and it rusts when the power coating wears off. So let me pursue that, and Clint's going to offer some help.
Okay. Robert.
Okay. Park staff's been out turning on irrigation like crazy the last 2 weeks as we've expected a heat wave to come, and it's here. So we've been working hard at that, making various repairs. As always, when you dewinterize large systems, there's always little minor repairs that need to be made. So we've been working hard to get those done. Splash Fountain, I'm excited to announce, opens tomorrow out here at Chalmers Jones. Same schedule that we've done in the past, Wednesday through Sunday, noon to 7 p.m. on days forecasted to be over 75 degrees. We found that if it's not 75 degrees out, kids don't show up. So most kids don't show up, I'll say. We have seen a very high amount of usage throughout the parks the last 2 weeks. I've personally witnessed a lot of graduation parties this last week, and we have a lot more. I think we had 8 reservations at 2 sites last weekend, which is crazy, back to back to back to back. Plus, people set up their own picnics and tents.
A lot of garbage.
All of our dumpsters were overflowing this Monday. So, but that's good to see. Love seeing people use the parks. Mike already said we installed the drinking fountain up at Meadows Park. So that's pretty well wrapped up there. Another park that we've been just seeing people at a lot. You can't hardly drive by Meadows Park now and not see multiple kids out there playing no matter what time of day it is. So it's really fun to see.
It's a really good looking park.
So, yeah, it's come a long ways over the last 2 years. So anyways, thank you very much.
Roland.
Yes, okay. I got a few things there. One of the things we're talking about right now, we had a work session on sidewalk obstruction. It's going to be kind of a common sense type of approach we're going to have on that. But that's one that's coming up, and it comes up quite a bit every 5-10 years.
What kind of obstruction?
The basketball court, the basketball things, and you know what RVs. So they're going to try to fine tune some language on that, make it user friendly, common sense, and not too restrictive or punitive. I think that's kind of what I'm thinking. But we just want people to.
Can you repeat what it's for? I didn't quite catch it.
I'm sorry.
What is it again? Can you repeat it?
Sidewalk obstruction,
sidewalk.
Like you know.
Okay, got it.
There's some neighborhoods where people, like my neighborhood, the basketball there, and we meet it there because that's where our kids gather, you know, and people already know that area. And we're in a dead end. So, but there's other communities where that maybe somebody walking at night or something like that might trip, you know. So we're looking at safety first and common sense, but nothing radical, put it that way. Anyway, that was a talk of a thing. By the way, today I attended the groundbreaking for the Ag Building, and that's for Chemeketa Community College has a new. They've always had an agriculture department, but they're going to have a real agriculture department. The reason I'm saying this is because it affects all of our kids in Salem and Kaiser. And I participated in that along with the mayor, and that's going to be really exciting. Next year they're going to have a huge building on the other side of the baseball field, Clint, for ag, and it's pretty exciting. We have a new president over there. I can't remember the last name, Jessica, but she's from my hometown, so we hit it off pretty good, San Antonio, Texas. Anyway, so here's the deal. I wanted to congratulate all the graduates, and I'm not just talking about high school. I'm talking about our promotion kids from 6th grade, 5th grade, on to middle school, the middle school, and so forth. I work with grade school kids, so that's kind of my thing. And like I say, be careful out there. The kids are, I saw a great sign in front of a school, at the grade school said, "Dear parents, tag your it. Love teachers." So that's pretty cool. Okay, and also I want to salute the teachers. The teachers who I have been working with for 35 years. I mean, these people are very dedicated. You know, people don't see the real work that they put in and all the resources they bring from their home. I happen to be married to one of them, so you see all the stuff that goes on hours and hours outside. And I want to salute all the teachers in our community because I've been fortunate enough to work with many of them. So that's my 2 cents. And the last thing I want to talk about is last night, we were notified that we lost our former mayor, Dennis Coho, former councilman, my mentor and good buddy, who I kind of watch over for the last many months. And it was pretty hard for the city, hard for me, hard for a lot of our folks that were close to him. But just a quick thing, to me, his claim to fame as far as, well, I remember a lot of things about during the flood of 96, which some of us were out there. I don't know if you were here, Robert. 96, well, it was the days where we were out in boats, and I was out rescuing dogs from McNary, and it's quite an interesting time, and Dennis was our leader at the time, and he did an outstanding job. I mean, he actually talked to President Clinton with Kitzhaber, and they talked to him about issues. I have pictures of that, but I have good memories of him. But the other thing is that he put me on my first committee with the gang task force in the early 90s, back when we had gangs. Just kidding. But so he always encouraged me to do this, and I'm here because of him, actually. So it's a huge loss for community, not only for those of us that were involved, but he did so much for this community, and I just want to acknowledge that. So if you guys knew him, I think the service is going to be tentatively Monday, but we'll let you know on that. So thank you very much. That's all I got.
Any other business?
Yes. I have some. The city is reviewing its charter. It needs to be reviewed every few years. It's been several years. And they're forming a committee. I am accepting applications for people who might want to serve. It will be just until December. It'll be done by then. Should only take maybe 4 or 5 meetings. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock is a deadline to get your application in, but you can do it quickly online. And I need some people to volunteer. So if you're interested or you know somebody who might be, please pass the word.
Any other business?
Matt's not here.
Matt's not here. This is Matt's time, isn't it?
Yes. Well, if Matt was here, we'd be a bit longer.
Well, let's just wish Matt to get well soon.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, get well.
Because we need to fill this time. Being no other, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have it here. I'll give it to you in the interest of citizen. So, Having no other business, we stand adjourned at 6:57.
Awesome.